The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Sayre here with you on a Friday, April 21st. It's been a couple weeks since I've been with you, so welcome back, and hope everyone's having a great week out there. Sounds like it's going to be a nice day today, so you got that going for you. We've got a great guest here this morning. We have Josh Mendel. He is the Director of Corporate Engagement and Strategic Partnerships at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, MCLA, in North Adams. And we're going to be talking today about course offerings, summer classes, an MBA program, and some other community strategic partnerships. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff with Josh here. Looking forward to that this morning. First, we've got the weather, and we'll find out what's going on in that department. I think you're going to be in for a nice surprise there. So let's listen.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly sunny. Warmer with highs in the lower 70s. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid 40s. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid 60s. Southeast wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
So that's a nice day, right? High in the upper 70s, sunny. Can't beat that. Gotta like that, especially in the springtime. That would be a nice summer day. I would take that too. But here we are. Okay, welcome again to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. And joining me right now is Josh Mendel. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. It's a pleasure to be here and to join you on this beautiful morning, and going to be a beautiful day, too.
Yeah, it's nice to see the trees already blooming, isn't it? Usually, I think we get that a little later, like the first week of May, and I looked out my window this morning, and there it was, you know, just those leaves starting to pop out. That's really screaming spring to me.
Yeah, the trees blooming, the grass is already green. It makes you just feel good.
Nothing wrong with that. We like that. All right. So thanks for being here on the show today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey to get to where you are at MCLA, and we'll get on to some of the other stuff going on with coursework and all the other good stuff.
Yeah, Sean, thank you so much for having me today and to sharing the story about MCLA and the opportunities for our community to really partner with the college. My journey at MCLA is really unique and exciting. I'm originally from Adams, grew up in the area, and did a lot of the similar things that Berkshire County students do and went away, and had an outstanding educational experience, but had a chance to come back. I met President Mary Grant, who was president of MCLA at the time, back in 2004, and she was sharing with me all the exciting things that she was doing with the college. And at the time, I was in higher education, and she convinced me to come back to the Berkshires, and haven't looked back since. Started off in working in the admissions office and understanding the dynamics of college enrollment. And then since took on some different unique programs within graduate and continuing education. Past couple of years, I've been working with our advancement office, creating new partnerships and opportunities with our rising Berkshire businesses and industries, and also with our school districts and helping them connect into the college. And recently have now transitioned to the graduate and continuing ed office, returning, helping to really develop and support new initiatives that the college is having in our continuing education and graduate programs.
Wow. So that's great. What a great story to tell. And it's telling also when people grow up here, and I count myself in those numbers as well, and go away and, you know, get an educational experience somewhere, and then decide to return and make something of your hometown and your home county, right? And to make a life here.
Yeah. And the impact that you have on the community. So just the small piece of work that myself and my colleagues do at the college has such a major impact on our community and the growth and development of our schools, our businesses and industries. And what role can we play as the four-year public college in the Berkshires to really help continue the growth so others can see the amazing value and the richness in our community and our culture?
Yeah. Yeah. MCLA has such a huge impact, right, in North Berkshire County and actually all throughout the county. But it's really an anchor institution in Northern Berkshire.
We do. We do. We have over 80 different programs to study. Several of our students come to MCLA outside the region. So we're introducing students from New York, from Cape Cod, from Boston, and across basically the country to the opportunities that are here that we appreciate every single day in our backyard. As you know, MCLA has been ranked one of the top public liberal arts colleges in the country for the past several years. And really looking at the strength of Berkshire Community College, Williams College, Simon's Rock College of Art. I mean, we're in a mecca of higher education that you don't typically see in other parts of the United States.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. And now, since you were in admissions for so long you've sort of seen a transition go on, how has the demographics, let's say, of the student population changed there over the years? Because for a long time, I think people will also remember the colleges called the Mass Teachers College, right? Before it was North Adams State College and then Mass College of Liberal Arts. So it always had a reputation of being this college in Western Massachusetts that was really mainly attended by people from Eastern Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And I assume that's kind of diversified a bit since then.
It has quite diversified. I mean, originally, we are a teacher's college. It's in our blood, and it's what we do. And we have a very, very strong education department with opportunities, not just for undergraduate students, but for graduate programs. And then also people who are aspiring to be school leaders, assistant principals, principals, superintendents, our local Marianne Young, who I know that you know very well. She is the director of our Leadership Academy program, and she's just inspired so many teachers and professionals to go on into higher ranks in education. So education is a foundation of what we do at MCLA. But like I said, we also have 80 different programs to study, very robust opportunities. And we focus and pride ourselves on our social mobility status of students. Students coming in at one economic level and then graduating with outstanding jobs and opportunities that they may have never thought they could have in the future. And that's through the amazing work of our partnerships with our faculty. Our faculty wear their hearts on their sleeves to make sure our students are successful. Internship opportunities, partnerships with the community, our local employers having these job responsibilities for our students. And it's a very, very nurturing college and really rises students up from their experiences in high school to going on to being amazing professionals or into the graduate schools.
How many students right now are there at MCLA?
We're at approximately 1,000 students right now.
And then what about the faculty, roughly? How many faculty?
I think we're about 200 faculty.
Okay, so it's
probably a little less.
Yeah, so again, huge economic driver really for the region and beyond the educational opportunities. It really, as I mentioned, sort of an anchor institution. Let's talk about the last few years because it's been, a tough time for everybody. The pandemic changed so many different patterns and, college enrollment being one of those. Remote education was difficult for a long time and isn't necessarily always the first option, right? When it comes to it's a great option to have, as I've talked to other guests here on Morning Drive, where they say, hey, we've learned some things from the pandemic and we've got new tools in our toolbox now. But I don't think anybody really wants to go back to what we had to do at the peak of the pandemic. How has that changed things that are happening at MCLA?
Yeah, so President Burge and our administration did an amazing job throughout COVID, making sure that our faculty and staff knew that they had retained jobs. That was one of the big messages that came out right from the very beginning that he made sure, because then as people felt an ease, they could focus their attention on the students and making sure that the students were able to transition to online learning, make sure the students were able to complete their education as best as they possibly could, and allowing students that flexibility and freedom to make decisions on their academic futures as well. We did a lot of focus on what are the opportunities for MCLA to move out of COVID, and created some really strong partnerships with local businesses and communities. And one of the results is a bachelor's degree in nursing, and which we just recently launched last month.
So that was something MCLA had never offered before.
We have not offered it before. Wow. No, and we really focused on grant opportunities. We focused on our partnerships with Berkshire Health Systems and the local community to say what are the critical sectors of Berkshire County and how can MCLA be a stronger partner within those areas.
Well, it certainly is a need, right? I mean, there's a great need for a nursing, new nursing faculty in so many areas.
Oh, absolutely. Such a critical need in Berkshire County. And we were very fortunate, again, working with Berkshire Health Systems, the third floor of the doctor's office at the North Adams Hospital, when we, back in 2019, acquired, as the teach-out partner for Southern Vermont College, we acquired the radiology program. And so on half the floor, we built out radiology classes, space where students could do hands-on learning experiences. We have an animatage table built up there, and we work in partnership with...
Now, what's that, an animatage table?
It's kind of... You were mentioning before about going on to your broadcasting conferences. Yeah, it's kind of using that technology where it's a holographic body that rises from a table and students can swipe across and move body parts, move skin, ligaments, and so forth to be able to see how the body operates.
Wow.
It's a really fascinating learning tool for our students. Yeah.
I've seen the, you know, in some of the nursing classrooms, the sort of the body. Right.
Yes.
I'm not sure what you would call it, but it's basically a model of a person. And, you know, that's one of the ways that they practice the kinds of things that they do. And I've seen videos of those bodies where they're animated, or that they speak, or that they react to things. That's kind of what I thought you were going to say.
Well, that's coming up.
Okay.
So in radiology, we have the animatage table, and then they can go downstairs, and they work with the Berkshire Health Systems professionals in the actual radiology rooms. But then on the other side of the hallway, we're fortunate to build out a simulation labs. And that's where the bodies will rise up. They're computer animated. They'll talk to you. They bleed. They cry.
Oh, my.
You can program them to do lots of different things. And what better learning experience than that for new nursing students to be able to practice on?
Yeah. Wow, what a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like we said, there's such a huge need for nursing, and knowing, again, that Berkshire Health Systems is the largest employer in the county, I think, the last time I checked. And it's a major draw, again, economically and from a healthcare need. You know, there's nothing more important than that. So, again, to be able to feed that need from right here within the county is something spectacular, I think, to be able to offer.
Yeah, exactly. And so June 15th is the priority deadline for students who are interested. They would enter in and pre-nursing for their first year, and they would have a series of courses and an advisor that they would work with and have to maintain a certain grade point average, and then would be able to apply fully into the nursing program their sophomore through senior year.
So the main sort of demographic of students you're looking for to come into this, would they be just leaving high school at this time? Would they maybe be Berkshire Community College students? You know, what students would you be looking for?
So primarily students who are interested in the health science fields, have thought about going into a healthcare profession out of high school or out of community college. We do have opportunities to work with transfer students as well, and certainly we'll be building out bigger programs as as our program becomes established. Mm-hmm. We're still kind of in the beginning phases mm-hmm. in those opportunities, but our admissions office is doing a nursing day coming up in the beginning of May, and all that information can be found right on our website at mcla.edu/admissions, mm-hmm. and they have more details about the nursing program, the mm-hmm. application process, and how to be able to meet faculty, see the space, feel more comfortable with mm-hmm. the program.
Mm-hmm. And so the result of the program is a, what's the degree?
BSN.
A BSN, mm-hmm. Bachelor of Science in Nursing.
Nursing.
Mm-hmm. Great. So that's a fantastic opportunity. And so for folks that are looking for more information about that, what's the best place to go?
Yeah, so they can go right on our website at mcla.edu, and then they can either look through our academic offerings and look at the nursing program mm-hmm. as well as our other academic programs as well. Mm-hmm. And then also right to our admissions site where they can get more information, mm-hmm. be connected directly with an admissions counselor, and then see when our deadlines or application process is.
And like you said, this is a good time to be thinking about that, right? Because you're looking at a deadline in May again. That was the date? Or
yeah.
June?
So June for the nursing mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. But the college is on a rolling admissions. Mm-hmm. So as high school students or transfer students are thinking about next steps in their academic career, we do still have scholarships and mm-hmm. financial aid offerings, and we accept applications right through the course of the summer. However, we do encourage students to apply earlier because mm-hmm. the more aid, the more scholarships are available earlier in this process.
Yep. That's something you're very familiar with, I would think, from an admission standpoint, right? You remember those?
Exactly.
But it is important to get those ducks in a row. However, it doesn't mean that you've lost the opportunity to start your college experience in the fall. You still have that time.
You still have that time. And we would encourage students to meet with our outstanding admission staff, to come visit campus. We do daily tours. We're open on Saturdays for tours throughout the course of the summer now, in ways to just to connect individually. So if you have some nerves, you're a little concerned, maybe mm-hmm. you don't quite know which major you're interested in, mm-hmm. Financial aid is new to you, we have outstanding counselors that will be able mm-hmm. to sit down with families and students individually and go through the entire process and help walk them through.
Yeah, it can be a very foreign process for a lot of people, families, especially families maybe who haven't had the experience of going through college, right? And yeah. maybe it might be the first person in the family going. And so it can be a daunting process, but to sort of take it step by step and find out, you know, how you fit in. And to find a liberal arts college like MCLA, for example, that has a lot of different opportunities. And how many different disciplines did you say?
Yeah, over 80 different programs of study.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty about liberal arts, is that you have an opportunity to explore. Mm-hmm. Students can come in and take some business, some history, some bio classes, all at the same time as taking core classes, so they're progressing through their degree. But it gives them that chance. And they mm-hmm. don't necessarily have to declare a major until their sophomore year. Mm-hmm. So they have a chance to, you know, see what it is that really interests them or try something. Maybe they're coming in and thinking that they'd like to be a business major, but they've taken some psychology classes mm-hmm. and may want to switch it up or be able to combine the two different types of programs. And that's one of the great successes of MCLA is they each have faculty, each mm-hmm. student has a faculty advisor, as well as peer advisors mm-hmm. too. So there's always a lot of support, a lot of people to help answer questions and to guide them through their academic careers.
Yeah. Sometimes when you get into college and you think you're going to go in one direction, but you know, it's hard to know because you haven't experienced all these different disciplines until you get there and you start taking the classes and you say, hey, this kind of interesting to me. Maybe even more interesting than what I was thinking.
Exactly. Right? And that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. About 60% students, nationally mm-hmm. go into college undeclared. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea, is let's see what college has to offer. Let's see what unique things. And some of the opportunities they're not even thinking about when they're coming into college mm-hmm. and having that chance to explore.
Yeah.
Or there's new career fields and job opportunities that are constantly opening up with the change of technology and innovation that's happening.
Yeah. We're speaking with Josh Mandel. He's the Director of Corporate Engagement and Strategic Partnerships at MCLA, Mass College of Liberal Arts in North Adams. And this is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM. And Josh, I know there are some summer classes coming up at MCLA that we want to talk about. So what's going on there?
Yeah, Sean. So we do have a very robust schedule for the summer. Most of the classes on the summer are online. So if a student has gone home for the summer and is working a part-time job, they can still be able to take classes. If a local student might be interested in picking up a class before they start college, if someone's looking to just to take a class to recover credit, or is at another institution and would like to get a head start, or to take a class that may be a core class that's not related to their major, to save some time, save some money. There's lots of ways to leverage summer courses. And we're really proud of our summer course schedule because it's across several of our disciplines, opportunities for students, 100 level classes, so introductory level classes, as well as higher level classes too. And there's two summer sessions. One starts May 22nd and goes to June 30th. And then the second summer session starts July 3rd through August 11th.
So when would people have to sort of get in gear to get registered for these?
We would encourage students as soon as possible. If they'd like to talk to, if they're attending another institution and would like to use a class to be able to transfer, we would encourage them to go right on our summer website. So it's mcla.edu/summer. And they could be able to see the course descriptions for each of the classes, share that with their advisors at their current universities to make sure that they feel it would transfer in. Most of these classes should be able to do that. And
so they have to basically check with their own institution. If they're going somewhere else,
we would
say they're in between their freshman, sophomore year, sophomore and junior year, something like that. And they need to make up a class so that they can graduate on time or whatever. They've got to check with their guidance folks at, and admit, what would it be?
The advisors.
Advisors at their college first before they can do that.
We would encourage them to do that just to make sure that they're taking the right classes and helping them make sure they're set up for success. If they're a student that's thinking about attending or is already planning on enrolling in MCLA in the fall and is a high school senior, this is a great way to get an early start. And we can they can contact our admissions office to get advice on which classes to take. If it's a currently enrolled student in MCLA or someone who's may have stepped out and are looking to step back in, we would encourage them to contact the college as well to say, what do you recommend? Which classes should I take? And we can put them in touch with faculty advisors. We can put them in touch with different professors who might be teaching these classes just to help give them a better idea of what they can be expecting in that course.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great opportunity, right, to sort of get a look ahead in some ways to know. It won't give you a full view, I'm sure, of what the college experience is like, but it might give you basically a look and see of what the structure of a class would be, how demanding it is, how it feels, right?
The structure of the class, but it also gives students an understanding of how to work with professors and then work in an online environment and that academic self-confidence as well to say, oh, wow, I can handle this college level work. Now, keep in mind the summer classes are accelerated because basically we're taking 14 weeks of a traditional semester and compressing it into seven. So it's a little bit more accelerated, a little bit quicker, but that's where we encourage the students to, if they're going to choose a summer class, to really focus their attention on that work and to reach out to the faculty members, to utilize our support services, our academic supports, our library on campus, to make sure that they have all the resources for them to be successful for that class.
How much time do you think a student would spend in an average summer class that's a seven-week accelerated course?
So I would say that students would probably want to make sure that their life is aligned to be able to take this on.
Because like you said, some of them will definitely be working summer jobs, you know, having some activities, you know, it's typical summer. You know, if you're going to be adding a class, some classwork in there, you got to carve that out.
Right. I would at least focus at least two to three hours a day on the coursework and the content and the reading and the materials that go into each of these classes.
2 to 3 hours a day, every day. So it's not like it's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class.
For those 7 weeks. For those 7 weeks. And that's intensive because they may have assignments. They'll have readings. They'll have papers that they'll need to submit in. They may have group projects that are done in an online environment.
That's an interesting thing, what you just mentioned. So I think of online coursework being more of a one-on-one, right? Like you sort of take it in, you get the lecture or whatever it is, you do your work, you do your reading, you submit your work. How does the group work work out? How do you interact with other people in the online environment?
Yeah. So the online space has really become very dynamic. Faculty are very creative. There's academic technologists at the college that have designed these classes on platforms where you can do video meetings with other members of your team. Mm-hmm. You can have special assignments where people do certain parts of that assignment. There's ways to connect with them through the online platform, your colleagues in your class, and the online platform, so they can be able to understand, oh, who's doing which part or which project, and how to put that project together as a total group. So there's really unique ways of new technology that's happening in an online format.
Wow.
And faculty are learning all those pieces as well,
yeah.
and encouraging students and challenging the students above and beyond.
Right. I mean, that sounds, again, like lessons learned from the pandemic era, right?
Exactly.
How to strengthen those offerings. Because I would imagine even before that, there were some online offerings, right? I mean, that's not a new thing for colleges. Probably a lot newer for elementary, middle school, high school, where all of that work was normally done in person, and then suddenly they had to, you know, do it all from home, which is was just crisis management. But at least for colleges, they had, and I'm sure MCLA did as well, right? Some experience with how to do remote learning.
Yeah, and so much of the remote learning pieces, the lessons that were learned, and the technology since COVID has enhanced so much because schools have found unique ways to partner the online learning and the in-person learning together to make that learning experience that much more robust.
Yeah,
and to really allow students freedom and flexibility, but at the same time that individual attention that they receive from the faculty members as well.
Mm. So then you mentioned also that there's resources available like the library and stuff. So all that remains open during the summer?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And students just have to reach out. We have our learning services department. So if students need extra assistance in classes, they need tutoring help, they need writing support, certainly the library is available over the course of the summer. Students can come to campus if they need to meet with people. And faculty will go out of their way to make sure that the students are well supported for their classes, too.
You know, and you mentioned the support that's available. And the first thing that popped into my mind is some of the discussion going around about, you know, the learning deficits, let's say, of middle school, high school students in the last 3 or 4 years coming into college. Are you finding, and maybe, you know, or hearing it from your colleagues, that there are some sort of remediations needed for people who, you know, in an ordinary time period would have been ready for college and getting into that, but now they didn't quite, you know, soak in the kind of things that they needed to be ready for college, and here we are?
Yeah, so the college, MCLA and several institutions across the country have really put a strong focus and attention on first-year experience, and students are transitioning into the college from their high school for first year. And a lot of this was done prior to COVID, but now more enhanced and with intentionality of first-year experience classrooms, having students learn how to learn at the college level and learn differently, making sure that the student affairs supports are in place, the mental health supports are in place for students, additional resources, extra time opportunities for students if needed, and then working to train with faculty and staff on understanding this generation of students that are coming in and the types of needs that they may have that are a little bit different.
I was thinking that even, you know, basic skills, reading, writing skills that maybe didn't get filled out in their last few years of high school because of what we experienced. Is that something where you just need to sort of re-gear for that and say, okay, we've got to take care of this first before we even get them to the point where they can start learning at a college level?
Yeah, so that's where these first-year experience classes come in. So the students may arrive early and have some transitional pieces that they're doing. Some of those first classes that they have will help teach them how to learn differently, to have those transitions from high school experiences. So there's a lot of components that have been put in place to be successful for these students to transition in academically and socially.
Yeah, I was going to say socially because a lot of them, I think, got to the end of their high school experience in the pandemic. And, that's where the enrollment issue came in, right, where people started saying, well, you know, I'm going to take a year off. I'm going to take that gap year.
Right.
Or it doesn't feel right at this moment going to college because of all the uncertainty. So I'm going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we saw the dip in enrollment across a lot of colleges.
Correct.
BCC, MCLA, but I mean nationwide. And now it seems like we're starting to see a rebound, right?
Yeah. I mean, the change in economics, the mindset of opportunities for college are certainly starting to play out. We're seeing a nice increase in our application processes for this fall. And like I said, we strategically lined ourselves coming out of COVID to add new programs and new opportunities. So in addition to the nursing program, we have a data science minor that is being launched as well.
Okay.
So that's very exciting. And we've also created some unique partnerships with local businesses and industries for future programming that we're working on as well.
And I know we want to talk about that in the second half of the program.
Yes.
Believe it or not, we've come to the top of the hour, and that's when we take our regular break for a station identification and thank our underwriters and play some very important public service announcements. So Josh Mandel, stick around for that second half of the program. We'll ask about those strategic partnerships and the, what was it, data
science,
the data science program. I'd like to ask you a little bit about that, but let's get back to that in just a moment. First, we'll go to our break and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Stick around.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Here we go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community Action Council. BCAC is in need of licensed contractors to service low-income clients who are in need of insulation and heating upgrades, offering a consistent project pipeline, quick payment turnaround, and more. Contact Julie for more information at 413-418-3664.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio. For the love of radio.
What is One Berkshire? We're the voice of the business community, promoting the region and supporting local business. How do we do it? Through marketing, networking, sponsorships, and advocacy. Whether it's promotion to travelers and second homeowners, or opportunities to network with your neighbors and raise your profile, we've got you covered. So join today. Visit oneberkshire.com. That's the number one, berkshire.com.
The preceding public service announcement courtesy of WTBR and Lee Bank.
Hey, this is Dave Cachet, the archivist of the WTBR-FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound, just the way you remember them. That's Random Draw every Saturday morning at 9, only on WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from County Ambulance, providing quality, professional, efficient medical care and medical transportation services to the citizens of Berkshire County. Online at countyamb.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Sayre here with you on Friday, April 21st. You've made it to Friday, a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning out there. And it's going to be a very nice day as well. So get ready for that. If you can, enjoy it. I hear we are going to get some rain over the weekend, especially later Saturday and then into Sunday. So, you know, you got to enjoy the stuff while you got it. Okay, we're going to come back to our conversation with Josh Mandel in just a moment. First, let's do the weather one more time and find out what's in store for us today. I guarantee you will like it. Here it is.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly sunny. Warmer with highs in the lower 70s. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid 40s. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid 60s. Southeast wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you have it. Nice weather forecast today. Upper 70s, sunny. Can't beat that. The weather didn't get into the weekend stuff, and we don't want to hear about that anyway. That's okay. All right, welcome back to the show. Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. And Josh Mandel is the Director of Corporate Engagement and Strategic Partnerships. I got that right, I hope.
Yes.
At MCLA, Mass College of Liberal Arts in North Adams. And thanks for joining me here and for the second half of the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and it's been an outstanding conversation so far. And
as
thank
I knew
you.
It would be.
And thanks for allowing me to share the story of MCLA and what's the opportunities that students have right here in their own backyard to continue on for school.
Yeah, and I'm just going to hold up here for the TV audience, not for the radio audience, obviously, the summer class work pamphlet that you have for that. And we talked about that in the first half of the show. Mm-hmm. Here's all of the offerings here. Quite a few offerings.
Quite a few online. There's some in-person, some hybrid offerings as well. So a little bit of something for everyone. Mm. And like we talked about, Sean, it's a great opportunity for students who might be thinking about enrolling in MCLA in the future, students who are currently enrolled and would like to get head start on some classes or collecting some classes over the course of the summer, students who might be enrolled at other institutions that would like to gain additional credits that could transfer back to their schools, or for people who are just thinking about going back to school and want to try it out.
Yeah,
there's lots of avenues for value here. Mm-hmm. The other pieces too, you'll notice there's graduate courses
let's talk about that.
Education, and we also have our MBA program, which will be launching our next cohort in the fall.
So how long has MCLA offered an MBA program?
So our Master's in Business Administration program has been offered since 2010. That was our first cohort. We worked very closely with the Berkshire County Businesses and Industries to say, what's the next educational step that you need for your employees? And many of them came back and said, we have so many entry-level employees that we need to level up in the future, that we want to be able to bring in as managers or professionals or experts in their field.
Yep.
And so we worked very closely with our local partners to create an MBA program. The MBA program was designed as basically a hybrid program. So it meets in person every other Saturday, two classes a semester, but one class at a time. So every other Saturday. Yep. Every other Saturday. There's some online work in between those courses. So there might be some group work in between those courses. But it's one class at a time, two a semester. So every 7 weeks, and it goes year round.
One class at a time, two per semester. Okay. And then year round. So how many semesters in a year? Is it two or three?
It'll be two full semesters, and then you have your summer work
and
as well.
Summer work, okay. And so you can complete the MBA if you did it on a regular pace in how long?
If you come in with a bachelor's degree in business already, it could take you 18 months to complete.
Okay. And if you had a degree in something else other than business?
There would be some additional courses that we would require to kind of level the student up to the business opportunities to start.
Okay, so you might be looking at more like 2 years at that point.
It could be.
Yeah,
it could be. And our faculty will work closely with those students.
And that's a great opportunity because people, you know, get into their careers, they do what they're doing, and they have an opportunity to step up, as you say, and become managers. You know, to lead a team and those kinds of things don't always come naturally, right? I mean, there's a lot of skill needed to make that jump in a lot of cases.
And we've had people from several different disciplines and industries in the program. So it makes for a really unique and robust cohort. So you're not just learning from your professors in material, but you're also learning from each other. We have had bankers in the program. We have had entrepreneurs in the program. We've had people in the finance and the healthcare industries, people that were thinking about starting their own businesses in the future and just wanted that self-confidence and the academic knowledge on how to do that. And they all come together and they not only like you said, learn from the professors and material, but they're sharing with each other and they become supports for one another in the future as well.
Such a great opportunity here right in the Berkshires for, you think about where you could obtain an MBA and there are a lot of online options, it seems like these days, but nothing really matches being able to have a resource really close to home, right?
Exactly, exactly. And when you can be able to work with your faculty very quickly. Some of the processes and programs that MBA students are doing are complex and complicated, and they may need to have that extra support from faculty, that extra support from colleagues, from the resources on campus. So we're proud to be able to be part of that educational experience for them.
Now, MCLA also boasts some really great connections with other educational institutions, right? So you've got this great pipeline with Berkshire Community College. Is there also a pipeline with University of Massachusetts or any of the other public colleges? How does that work?
Yeah, so Berkshire Community College is an outstanding partner, and we're very proud of our support and our partnerships with BCC. We work closely with all the state universities. For students that might be looking to transfer from those schools into MCLA, or for students in Berkshire County who might be looking to attend those institutions as well. But we're very fortunate to be in Massachusetts and have such a robust community college, four-year, and then the university programs as well. Such a strong public higher education system.
And, you know, the strength of the program is so important. You mentioned Southern Vermont College before, and there have been, some consolidation and some closures in, in smaller liberal arts colleges. And it was good to see that MCLA was able to, you know, bring those students in and to say, you know, hey, this is where you can finish your education. That was a few years ago now, right?
That was a few years ago. That was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And we're very fortunate to be named as the Teach Out partner with Southern Vermont College. So we're working very closely with their students individually. We had a team of our administration and faculty on site at Southern Vermont College as they were transitioning out to work individually with each student to help create a learning plan for those students to say, okay, you've already completed 2 years in a business program. These are the classes you've taken. Here's what the rest of your 2 years would look like at MCLA. We were sending shuttle vans back and forth so students would have a chance to feel comfortable with our campus environment. They each had advisors as soon as they arrived. And we worked very, very closely with them to make sure that those students had a virtually seamless transition into MCLA.
I was going to say, it's not always easy to match one for one the coursework from one college to another. So that in itself must have been difficult just to figure that all out in a short period of time, right, too? It wasn't like you had a lot of time to know that this was going to happen.
No, we didn't. We had a team together. As soon as we had negotiated becoming the teach-out partner, we had a team of administration, team of advisors, team of student affairs staff, and a team of our faculty that were working in unison with one another and then bringing right on site to Southern Vermont College to make sure that they knew that we were there to support them through that process.
Quite a thing. And, you know, it makes me wonder, too, how liberal arts as a concept is doing. And I think everything ebbs and flows in education. There seems to be, or there has been, you know, sort of more emphasis on, let's say, practical education, right? And yet, you know, the long term strength of liberal arts, where you can have that basis of education and then apply that in many different fields, still has a great amount of appeal.
Oh, it's so powerful. It's such a powerful learning experience, Sean. And I can give you an example. We've had one very strong Berkshire County business leader who's a strong supporter of higher education and strong supporter of liberal arts. And they were basically saying, we're going to train how we want students to work in our business industries. Each industry is unique and has its own dynamics and fields. But what we need most is people who are critical thinkers, people who are willing to step up and lead, people who are willing to have that solid understanding of different backgrounds and experiences of their education. And they will take that because they're so open-minded and they're ready. And they'll take that initiative and build it into their company culture, their own.
Yeah. And that's that's really the difference, right? Is the thinking process. That's it's hard to grasp sometimes when you're trying to say, well, okay, what are you going to college for? What are you learning? What are you going to come out knowing how to do immediately? But the thing is, when you leave college, you've got another 40 years to have to do things, and they're not always going to be the things that you learned in those 4 years of college. But the way that you think. And the flexibility and the things that you do, the processes you put in place there, those are the things really that carry on in those 40 years.
Understanding culture, understanding working with people, understanding working with groups and teams, having that academic self-confidence, pushing through challenging times.
Especially
learning how to live with roommates, but then also taking those opportunities to explore, to study abroad programs, internship pieces. Those are all finally starting to come back. We had several students that were across the globe this spring on spring break trips.
Oh, that's
students
great.
In Japan, students in Africa, students in Ecuador, some students who are doing projects here locally. But it's that global learning and that mindset of being able to crosswalk different disciplines with your education.
Yeah. See, now that's great because I didn't realize that MCLA offered the abroad programs.
Yeah.
So that's really great.
Yeah. Yeah. So the abroad programs are coming back. Certainly there was a hold during COVID.
Of course. Yeah.
More and more students now are seeing the value in education and learning about different cultures and how psychology systems or business systems may work in Europe or Africa or Asia compared to the United States is such a powerful learning tool for students.
Yeah. And you never really get it as well as when you go somewhere and you experience it for yourself. It's okay to read about it, to watch videos, to learn from a lecture. There's lots of ways that you can learn about other cultures and other things until you're there and you experience it for yourself. There's nothing like that.
Exactly. And the different types of learning systems that you encounter when you're working in different countries and how different cultures approach learning and learning methods. And then the types of friends and connections that you make is so very important too.
You'll always remember that for sure. We're speaking with Josh Mendel. He is the director of corporate engagement and strategic partnerships. I can't even read my own writing at MCLA.
Okay. It's a beautiful Friday morning, Sean.
It is actually. So great to have you here this morning. And we're talking about a lot of things that are going on at MCLA and opportunities for students for undergraduate programs, summer classes, graduate and MBA program, nursing program. That's what we've been talking about this morning, all of those things. The undergraduate programs, let's just review that one more time.
Sure.
Again, you're still accepting applications for this fall, and you mentioned it's a rolling application process.
Correct. So we're on rolling admissions right now is what we call it. Basically, we're accepting applications until August, and we encourage students to apply sooner than later. We still have scholarships and financial aid available. But the sooner the students apply, the more opportunity there is for that.
Yeah.
We will have students work individually with admissions counselors through the process. It's the common application that they would apply for. So that's the free application that can be used by several other institutions as well. We do daily tours. We're also open on Saturdays for tours throughout the course of the summer as well. And really encourage students, if they're thinking about MCLA, to come up and visit. Sit down with one of our admissions counselors. We can arrange for students and families to meet with financial aid counselors and to kind of experience. We can even pull in faculty members if they have a particular major that they'd like to learn more about.
And I think it's important for people to know, too, if they hadn't gone through this process, that common app that you mentioned was not something that I experienced when I was getting into college. So you had to do a different application for every single college. So now there's the common app, right? You fill it out once. And are there special things that you have to fill out for different colleges, special boxes or things?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah. So each college requires, you know, some things common. Some things are different. But it's a general application, and then some schools would require recommendation letters, your transcripts, essays. There's usually five questions. You choose one of them to write your essay about.
Okay.
And then there might be additional requirements from other schools, too.
But it cuts down on some of the red tape, at least. You don't have to fill out the same stuff over and over
and over. It streamlines the process very easily.
And then, of course, the FAFSA, right? The free application aid. Financial aid. I don't know what the acronym means, but I know I had to do it several times when my kids were were going. And, you know, it, always fill it out, right? That's the answer to the FAFSA.
Yeah.
No matter whether you think you can are going to be eligible for financial aid or not.
So we do encourage families to fill it out. And we do have our financial aid counselors that will sit with the families to help them through that process.
Yep. Because it's not the easiest thing, you know, when you're talking about what you want to do, that's always the top of mind. But then somehow you also have to make it affordable and pay for it somehow. And a public liberal arts college like MCLA is a great option to have, right?
Absolutely. And we also would encourage students to work with their local high schools for scholarships. So now is kind of the big scholarship season where several of our community organizations and businesses industries are offering scholarships to students to continue their education. And then also continue to work with the schools of their choice, and certainly students who are choosing MCLA, to work with our admissions counselors to talk about additional scholarship funds. And then once students are successful at the school and after a semester or a full year, there's additional scholarship money that the college has for students who are enrolled. So there may be additional funding once they start at the school too.
There's certainly a reward to doing hard work, and to it pays off after a while, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And there's also job opportunities, part-time job opportunities. We have a very strong career services department that will help connect students with local jobs, internships, part-time work, summer work. We had an amazing networking social back in February where we brought several Berkshire County businesses and industries onto campus to say, here's what we're offering for internships for the summer, for the fall, part-time jobs, full-time jobs. And students were just blown away because they're like, wow, this is all happening right here in our backyard.
I was going to ask you how common it is still for students to be working their way through college. There's no possible way that you could work and afford the entire cost of college the way, you know, that most people eulogize that process from the 60s or 70s. It just isn't possible anymore. But how many, you know, are a lot of kids still, you know, piecing that work together, either work study or internships or summer? I mean, is that something that they're still doing a lot of?
Oh, yeah. Our students at MCLA are resilient. They really value their education, and they work hard to make sure that they continue and their education is obtainable. So they may be doing jobs in the evening. They may be doing part-time work. They may be helping out on campus and doing different events. Weekends, they're working throughout the course of the summer. And they're also being sometimes strategic with the jobs. So if a student's in the business field, they might be exploring job opportunities for different businesses and organizations of what they're interested in most. So they're kind of leveraging their learning at the same time.
Yeah, that is the best way a lot of times, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, immerse yourself in it, and then you'll know if that's what you want to be doing.
And see what you like and what you don't like, or make some transitions, or find out what you're really passionate about.
Yeah. So, Josh Mendel, tell us about the strategic partnerships we had teased a little bit earlier. Tell us how that works at MCLA.
We're very, very fortunate to be here in the Berkshires, and for the Berkshires community to understand that it takes both the higher education, the K through 12 partners, the business industries to allow our culture and our community to be successful. And people are very, very open in open doors and ideas. We have some really unique partnerships and strategies that we've been working on the past couple of years with some Berkshire leaders.
Give us a good example of that.
One really unique example is with General Dynamics.
Okay.
During COVID, we really looked at how can, and with General Dynamics gaining their different additional contracts and their growth and their need for employees, and they set back and we looked at how is Berkshire Community College and MCLA aligning to support the needs and meet the needs of General Dynamics mm-hmm. and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And we've created this collaborative that we meet on a very regular basis and have some subcommittees between faculty and staff at BCC, faculty and staff at MCLA, and leadership at General Dynamics to understand. One of our committees is internships and job opportunities. So we've been able at both institutions to bring General Dynamics on as more of a presence at our schools so students can learn what is General Dynamics, what are those jobs and internship opportunities, how can our students apply and be qualified for them. And then on the General Dynamics side, how can we be better partners with the schools to make sure that we're lining ourselves up best. So we did a really unique program called GD in Residence back in October, where it was every Tuesday in October, General Dynamics was on site at MCLA.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So the first week, General Dynamics did an information session tabling for students and an information session for our students. Here's what General Dynamics is. Here's what we have to offer. This is the types of programming and planning that we do. The second week, we had General Dynamics data staff come in and do a challenge with our computer science students on building a database.
Oh, wow.
And so they broke off into teams in the class, and they had this data build challenge, which is really exciting. Jeez. So it allowed our students to get to know their staff a little bit better. And then at the end of the month, we had a lunch and learn where GD professionals were on site. We had our faculty, staff, student affairs folks, basically our campus community, be able to spend some time with General Dynamics staff and learn more about what the organization's doing. So it's creating more of a buzz and an understanding of our entire campus with General Dynamics and vice versa. We bring in several students from outside the region who may not have ever heard of General Dynamics before. So it was nice to be able to introduce our students to them. And then, so those students are coming from New York, from Cape Cod, from Boston, are seeing these job opportunities here in the Berkshires and want to stay.
Yeah. Well, and I've heard, many times that the biggest problem General Dynamics has is they have a recruiting problem. Mm-hmm. They have to find qualified people and they're recruiting in Eastern Mass and Connecticut, Rhode Island, come to Pittsfield to work at General Dynamics. So a pipeline like this where you've got students interested, immediately from this region, but then also from other regions that are going to MCLA, now they've got a way to say, hey, there are job opportunities for me here.
Exactly. And then the follow-up, at Berkshire Community College, we did they call it a STEM cafe, where GD was present as well as MCLA and other STEM organizations to work with their students. In the February, there was a job shadow opportunity for the college students and our faculty to come down to GD and spend the day learning more about what's on site at the organization. So we've been really strategically creating a collaborative between the two institutions and General Dynamics. We're so excited to be partners with the Berkshire Innovation Center. Yep. Ben Sosny and his team are so dynamic and very, very welcoming. I'm on site at the BIC at least once every other week, working with the new BIC partners, the startup companies and organizations that they're fostering and growing at the BIC, and just the BIC connecting us in so many unique ways with Boyd Biomedical, the Spectrum Plastics here in Pittsfield, Solo Block, EMA. There's lots of these organizations that are just wanting to grow, thrive, build, that we're very, very proud that these discussions that we're having with the BIC are leading into opportunities of curriculum development at the college and helping us rethink about some of the programs that we're offering at the school to be able to make sure we're meeting the needs of the rise in the advanced manufacturing that's happening here in the Berkshires.
Right. That's fascinating. And I'm sure a lot of students may not have even thought about that, right, before they get to experience some of this. And I'm sure the growing companies that the BIC are fostering, some of the ones you mentioned there, are, you know, they will benefit from some of the bright young talent just coming out and, you know, sort of channeling them toward careers in STEM. I know that, you know, the STEM week that you guys work with the BIC on every year is a fantastic opportunity also for the education community.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for us to be at the ground level and having our students doing internships, doing part-time employment, having our faculty help with research, and then having these companies come onto campus and showcase what they're doing is really powerful and incredible. We had SolaBlock worked with one of our strategic marketing courses last semester to think about SolaBlock's next generation. So working with Eric Planey and his team, for our students to be able to say, I'm working with a company CEO and they want my input and understanding of ideas of how to take their product to the next level.
That's so cool.
And that was a powerful experience for our students.
Wow.
And then in return, we have students doing internships with them.
Josh Mandel, this has been fantastic talking to you this morning. Yeah. So many great things going on. If anyone wants to get a hold of you to talk more about this or the college, what's the best way to do that?
Sure. The best way is mcla.edu. And that will bring you right to our website to be able to explore all our different programs, our enrollment options. We talked about our summer courses. Those are all listed right there. Our MBA program, nursing, which will be kicking off.
Yep. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. And thanks, Josh, for being here.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care.